Our sermon today is based on another reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 through 4. I am grateful to God, whom I worship with a clear conscience, as my ancestors did, when I remember you constantly in my prayers, night and day. Recalling your tears, I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that lived first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, lives in you. Thank you, God, for the gift of your word today. So now we've come to our final installment in our Pray Like a Girl series. I've enjoyed learning more and telling you more about our praying sisters, Rebecca, Hannah, Anna, and Priscilla. And today we get a two-for-one deal. Eunice and Lois were respectively the mother and grandmother of the young preacher Timothy, whom Paul called his loyal child in the faith. Paul must have known Eunice and Lois well, for he commends their faith and acknowledges that these two women handed it down to Timothy. I believe so. They did so through their sincere and quiet example of how to live a life of faith. You've heard it said that faith is not taught, it's caught. Timothy observed his mother and his grandmother and the things they did, most likely things like going to worship, spending time in prayer, studying scripture, sharing communion. Their piety was prevalent and obvious, so much so that Timothy couldn't help but absorb and emulate what his mother and grandmother did. It made such an impression on him. The basis of Timothy's strong faith foundation started with Lois, his grandmother, who taught Eunice, her daughter, a belief and a tradition that Eunice, in turn, taught her son, Timothy. I can just see the three of them going to worship together, sitting side by side, singing hymns together, saying a blessing over a meal together. I have a good idea of what that was like for them. In the last few years of her life, my mother lived with me and my son, Dan. And just like Lois, Eunice, and Timothy, we all three went to church together. When my mother first came back to Kentucky from Nevada, she went back to her childhood church, Pleasant Green Missionary Baptist Church, where her mother had gone and where she had been baptized. I was baptized there too. And she had participated in the young adult choir and Baptist Training Union and other church-related activities there. Dan and I were attending Crestwood Christian Church at the time, but one Sunday my mom got dressed and said, "I'm going to go to church with you too." And for the next few years, she attended church with us. She was Lois, I was Eunice, and Dan was our Timothy. She even got to see Dan baptized. The funny thing is, for years, my mother often declared, "I'm Baptist born and Baptist bred, and when I die, I'll be Baptist dead." But she died a disciple, and today her legacy lives on. One of the most heartwarming things Dan has ever said to me was that when he had kids, he was going to make sure to take them to church, because that's what you and grandmother did with me. He remembered. It made an impression on him. He'll acknowledge to this day, "You and grandmother raised me." It's so inspiring to know that he wants to carry on that tradition that goes back to my grandmother, Granny Drake, and my mom and me. I hope it doesn't stop with Dan. I hope he carries on the sincere faith that's been given to him like a precious jewel on a gleaming silver platter. Of course, the scripture doesn't specifically say that Eunice and Lois prayed, but we certainly wouldn't be wrong in inferring that they did. Prayer is such a big part, the main part, you could say, of our faith. It's our connection with God. It's the way we stay in touch with God's will and the way we find out what God wants us to do in our lives. Perhaps Lois's and Eunice's strongest prayer was that the things they showed and taught young Timothy would take hold in his life, and he would live a life of serving and honoring God. That's what his name means, honoring God. So Timothy lived up to his name. I'm sure Eunice and Lois were more than proud when Timothy answered his call and became a preacher and a co-worker with Paul. It was like the culmination of all their years of prayer and witness for Timothy to become a preacher and church leader. It took hold. It paid off. It mattered. He listened, he learned, and he said yes. Paul also admonished Timothy to continue in what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. This tells us Eunice and Lois were deliberate in teaching Timothy everything he needed to know about what it means to live a life of faith. Surely Lois told him the old stories of the biblical ancestors, Adam, Moses, Miriam, Rebecca, David, Samson, Ruth. These are the things that if you learn them early on, you just don't forget them. They stay with you all your life. 1 year at Christmas, I brought Dan a book that had a Bible story for every day of the year. At first, when he was little, I would read him a story at night before he went to bed. And later, as he got older, I'd read him one of the stories in the morning before he got out of bed to get ready for school. The stories covered the gamut of the Bible from creation to the Exodus to Jesus' birth and crucifixion and resurrection to Revelation. And you know what? He still has that book. I wouldn't be surprised. I would be honored and proud if he read those stories to his children, if he ever has any. Those same stories I read to Dan helped shape and ground Timothy. The things we learn as children have an ongoing impact on our lives. For Timothy, what he learned and firmly believed had become, he led him to become a co-worker with Paul and a pastor. My Granny Drake always wanted to have a preacher in the family. She had four sons, my uncles John, Roscoe, Prince, and Neil, but none of them ever became a preacher. The closest she got was Brother Fur, her sister Mary Elizabeth's husband. Granny Drake would never have dreamed that one day I, her youngest grandchild, would become a preacher. That wouldn't have been on her radar because as a staunch Baptist, she didn't believe women were called to preach. I wish she could have known because it was her example, like Lois's example to Timothy, that steered me to this path. Granny Drake was mostly an invalid and a shut-in when I would go down to Kentucky and spend the summer with her as I was growing up. So I don't ever remember her going to church, but I remember her reading her Bible. I remember her prayers over our meals. I remember she hosted the women's group at her home one time. I remember they were singing a hymn, and one of the women let out a shout, and my little cousin said helpfully, "Well, maybe she doesn't know the words." I remember Granny listening to church services on the radio, and I remember watching Billy Graham crusades with her. All these examples left an impression on me. There was something that Granny Drake had in her life that I wanted to have too, a peace, a serenity, a strong connection with God. And now, years later, look how it all gelled, and look where it has led me. I like to think Granny Drake would be proud of me if she could see me today. I hope she is. But the brief story of Eunice and Lois goes to show us just how much of an effect our faith can have on those around us, how we can make a difference in someone's life. We don't always have to go around thumping our Bibles or spouting verses or getting righteously indignant over this, that, or the other. The way we live our faith, when we practice private prayer, when we give spontaneous thanks to God for blessings, when we share with others and pray for them, when we sing our favorite hymns even if we're not in church, when we forgive others and ourselves, when we show our actions and deeds that we are dependent on and grateful to God, these are the things that are caught, not taught. These are the things people sense and see. Especially little people, they are always watching us. These are the things that inspire others to explore the adventures and challenges of a life of faith. So how can we pray like these girls, like Eunice and Lois? We're not all fortunate enough to have grandkids, but even so, there are people all around us, big and small, who need us to intercede with God for them. They need someone to lift them up constantly in prayer, someone to ask God to help them live and learn and see the light and walk in newness of life. What if you thought of someone for whom you can specifically pray? If you ask the Holy Spirit, I'm sure she'll give you someone to pray for. You wouldn't be expected to go up to that person and say, "Hey, the Holy Spirit told me I should pray for you." Sometimes our best prayers are quiet and unassuming, but steady and focused. So you don't always have to tell someone you're praying for them, but they'll surely know. They'll see signs in their lives, open doors, answered prayers. You can pray for them to have a sincere faith that helps them stay strong in the face of any and all adversity, setbacks, a sincere faith that helps them make the right decisions in their lives, a sincere faith that helps them, as Paul told Timothy, fight the good fight, a sincere faith that shows itself in deeds of kindness and stands up against opposition and obstacles, a sincere faith that doesn't stop with them, but continues on down through the next generation and the next and the next, the kind of faith we all need. You can make a difference in someone's life, just as Eunice and Lois did for Timothy. Go for it. Let us pray. Dear God, there's someone out there who needs us to be praying for them, just as Eunice and Lois surely prayed for Timothy. So may we send up sincere petitions on their behalf for sustaining, for guidance, for power, for courage, for love. For all the examples we have received in our lives from loving, godly parents and friends, we give you thanks. And now it is our turn to pass on the legacy of love and to the tradition of trust that we have learned. Help us to keep fighting the good fight of faith, knowing that we are enabled and we are empowered by your promise to give us your spirit for the work that we are called to do. Amen. So may God be with you this week and God keep you focused and faithful, keeping you on a path of righteousness. And remember that we're all in this together and this too shall pass. May God bless you this day and always. Go in peace. Amen.